Speaker!
Order, order.
Yeah, Mr. Speaker, I enjoy my job. I'm pretty happy about the things I'm doing for New Zealand. People don't call me Angry John, order, but they certainly order. Call him Angry Andrew. Order.
Opposition leader Andrew Little offered an alternative to John Key's job performance appraisal.
Yeah, well, we have a Prime Minister who cannot help but make a pig's ear of his job at the moment. Everything he touches just turns to dust. Let's start with the flag referendum.
And that, along with the government's support for bringing pandas to the Wellington Zoo, was the subject of several questions from Mr. Key.
Is he worried that making a priority of pandas while the economy stalls will come back to bite him?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr. Speaker, I make the point that this is a government that's got the books back in order. This is a government that's seen... We'll see who's laughing in a week or so, but anyway... Mr. Speaker, this is a government that's seen leadership. It's seen quarterly growth going for 18 quarters in a row. But, Mr. Speaker, the truth of today's question is Angry Andrew is angry because the Greens have outmanoeuvred him when it comes to Red Peak.
But a request by the Greens, Gareth Hughes, to introduce a bill adding the Red Peak design to the four already selected for the first referendum was blocked by New Zealand First, whose deputy leader, Ron Mark, said the Red Peak design was already used as a logo for an American company called Peak Engineering, and before that...
It is actually last seen World War II by the Nazis on their sentry boxes. Now, give me a break. If there is one further insult that Mr. Brownlee, the Minister of Defence, can serve up to the veterans of this nation is to offer them up a Nazi logo, a Nazi sentry box as the national flag. You have got to be kidding me.
Ron Mark was speaking in the general debate while back in question time. The flag referendum was the subject of questions for the Prime Minister from Labour's Jacinda Ardern.
How many people who turned up to the gynaecological cancer fundraiser in Auckland last Thursday expected him to give a speech on the flag and then be asked by him to raise their hands if they were against changing it?
Order.
Oh.
Order. Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Well, Mr. Speaker, I don't know, but I don't know how many people who went along that evening expected to see a fashion show with people in lingerie and the likes that were there. I don't know how many people went along expecting to pay $10,000 to come and have afternoon tea with me to help raise $20,000 for the charity. I don't know how many people that came along that night expected to stand in a queue wanting to take photos, but all of those things happened that night.
Supplementary question, Jacinda Ardern.
Supplementary to the Prime Minister. Will he take his Chief of Staff's advice and stop using events such as cancer fundraisers, business awards, and even a student achievement ceremony to lecture people on his pet project of changing the flag?
Speaker, right Honourable Prime Minister.
Firstly, that's not the advice of my Chief of Staff, and secondly, no, I will continue to talk about the fact that as a country, national pride and patriotism is important, and if I was leader of the Labour Party and had a policy changing the flag, I'd be proud to talk
order,
about...
Order, order.
The Leader of the Opposition, meanwhile, was asking the Prime Minister about pandas.
How many of the 50,000 extra unemployed people under his watch will be employed at the $10 million panda palace that will be required to house the pandas?
The Right Honourable Speaker, Prime Minister.
We now have more people employment in New Zealand than ever before, so I don't know how many people would be employed, but I do remember the Labour Party scoffing about the cycleways, which was actually another initiative of relatively modest proportions. They've done extremely well, and what I can see from yesterday's question time is it isn't just a panda
order,
that got black...
Order now, the Prime Minister is no longer addressing the question.
And there was also this question from the ACT Party's member for Epsom, David Seymour.
Will the pandas have Chinese-sounding names?
In as far as there may be some Prime Ministerial responsibility.
Yes, Mr. Speaker, they'll be called Bing Bing and Zing Zing and Jing Jing, and under a Labour government, they'll never be allowed to buy a panda enclosure in Auckland.
The Prime Minister John Key, I'm Tom Frewen, and this program was made with funding from Parliament.